I'm Ann Mish on 103.7 The Beat. I'm your host of the Watch Us Go Talk of Muskegon, where we provide listeners information about various government departments in the city and interesting projects going on. And today I have Kevin Rico here from the Merrick Building. Now, Kevin, first of all, I want to welcome you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, we're really excited. And one of the most interesting things I have to ask you, what is the Merrick?
Yes. Isn't that the $10,000 question, right?
That's right.
Well, let me give you a little history of how it got started, brief history. Back in 2000, the state of Michigan created their smart zone legislation. And it was actually designed to revitalize urban areas and certain parts of urban areas. And so Muskegon applied for and received one of the original smart zone designations.
And what's a smart zone?
Smart zone is basically an area that in that particular area, there's a tax capture component.
So it's basically a tax break.
It's not so much a tax break, okay, as much as it is the tax capture from the redevelopment of the property funnels back into that property to continue to develop it and continue to watch it grow. And in theory, that money can help fund certain programs going on in the smart zone. And so as the Muskegon smart zone continues to grow, some of that tax capture, as they get the infrastructure and the buildings in place, can actually be funneled back even through our programs at Merrick to help us fund what
nice.
We do there. So that's kind of the benefit of the smart zone. So each smart zone has to have a municipal partner, which in this case is the city of Muskegon, and it also needs an educational partner, which in the case of Merrick, it's Grand Valley State University. So those entities came together with a few others and kind of created the Muskegon Smart Zone. So Merrick, another component of each smart zone is a business incubator facility. That's a requirement of each smart zone. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Merrick serves as that business incubator / accelerator facility for the Muskegon Smart Zone. And like I said, I think we opened our doors in 2003. And I am the third director at Merrick.
Where is it located?
It's located right next. It's on Viridian Drive, right near the Shoreline Inn and Lake House restaurant. If you know
right
where those
in that
are located,
corner, that blue building that's kind of got like a shape.
We've got a really neat curved roof. We've got a 30 kilowatt solar array on our roof, which helps actually power some of our facility
Wonderful.
As well. And we've got a small demonstration wind turbine there as well, so you can see it from Shoreline Drive. And it's sometimes people see it and they're not sure quite how to get there, but you can get there either going up pretending you're going to the Shoreline Inn, or you can come through where Parmenter O'Toole is on Terrace and come in that way as well. I've been in my position now for just a year, and we've really kind of gotten back to our roots, going back to creating our roots. And so really that's business incubation.
Okay.
And so as a business incubator, essentially what we do is we have a couple of programs. We have, you can be an in-house tenant. So sometimes a startup business or an entrepreneur or a corporate innovation team may need a physical space. And we've got office space. We've got some dry lab space. We've got some light industrial space. And so you can come in and rent space from us at a below market rate. And then we can help manage you. We've got staff on hand that helps manage certain parts of the program. We also bring in lots of other resource partners to help us with that as well. We also have an affiliate client program, which is sometimes, you know, the entrepreneur, small businesses don't need a bricks and mortar location, but they still need that mentoring, that coaching, that guidance, in which we can provide. And so then they can sign on as an affiliate client. And so we've got some space in our building. There's an office they can use on occasion. Sometimes they work out of their home, and so they really want a business address if they're having packages delivered. And so they can use the Merrick business address, or if they're meeting with a client, they can meet at our facility. So it's kind of a more professional type environment.
Right. Do you help them with the government red tape, you know, like how to apply for a state sales tax license or those kinds of things too?
We can certainly do that. We let them know the kinds of things they need.
Okay.
And if we don't specifically do it, we know the partners that can help them.
You know, and where to send them.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what's important. So many people don't know where to go.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And, you know, and when you start a business, there's so many things you don't think about. And we walk them through that process.
Okay. And exactly how does one become an incubator tenant?
Sure. Well, we have we have an application that an interested party could fill out. It's on our website.
What's the website?
It is gvsu.edu/MAREC. So okay. gvsu.edu/MAREC. And it's on our website, and you can print it out. Usually, the way they come to us first is they reach out, either give us a phone call or send us an email or drop in, and we have an initial conversation. And if we think there's an opportunity for them, we'll encourage them and direct them to the application. And then once we get that, we review it, and we may have set up another meeting with that potential tenant or client. And do they fit? Are we what they need? Sometimes they come to us maybe not at the right point. They're not quite ready for us, and there's maybe some preliminary work they need to do, and we'll maybe send them to another partner to help get them to a point where they're ready to work with us. But say someone does apply and they fit the program, then we move forward, and if they want to be a tenant, we'll sort of start mapping out milestones and what that program's going to look like. We'll work on a lease agreement, and we'll get them in the program, and we'll help them on their way to success, hopefully.
You are awesome in offering such a service to people in the community, and how exciting, you know, so many people, they have these wonderful ideas, but they don't know how to implement them.
Well, and, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, we've got, you know, in terms of our geographic influence, how we recruit clients and tenants, you know, that's actually something we continue to work on. We're actually working on a whole marketing and branding campaign right now because we're not very good at it.
Are you recruiting? How many incubator sites do you have in there?
Well, we currently have four tenants on site. Right. We have a couple, we have two affiliate clients, and we also work with through other funding programs.
Sure.
The Business Accelerator Fund program is an example. We have four or five clients that we're currently actively working with through that program. So we've got a number of different ways that we can help service these businesses and startups as they get going. And again, we have somebody in our facility from the Small Business Development Center, SBDC. They actually have an office in our facility. So if we need to bring their assistance in, we've got that on hand.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's really great. We try to get a whole lot of different resources in-house. And we can, you know, we've got great relationships with SCORE.
What is SCORE?
SCORE is actually, it used to be a very long acronym. It used to be Society of Something of Retired Executives, but now they just go by SCORE.
Okay.
But basically, it essentially is usually retired professionals or executives that are available to work with startup businesses and entrepreneurs.
Like a mentor?
Yeah, exactly. It's actually a mentorship program. That's really what it's meant to be. And so we can bring in that resource if we need to. And sometimes these resources bring us in. So it's kind of a nice relationship that we have built up. Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
And does AmeriC have a specific industry sector focus?
Well, you know, when that was one of the things that was a requirement of the Smart Zone legislation. Each Smart Zone had to be built around a certain technology. Alternative and renewable energy was the technologies really designated for the Muskegon Smart Zone. So that's kind of how we got started. That's what we've really sort of hung our hat on initially. But we work much more broad than that. We work with other technology sectors. It doesn't have to be energy related. We will also work with businesses maybe in a service sector. Really, we're about innovation. If you have an innovative product or a service that you're doing or putting out there in an innovative way, a new creative way, we want to work with you. So we're really more of an innovation center. We're not necessarily wrapped around one specific technology. We really work with many different sectors.
Oh, wonderful. Now, how do you actually go around and recruit new clients?
Yeah, and I touched on that a little bit. Yeah, it's very interesting. We've never done that very well.
Okay.
So it's finding out the recruiting channel. So we need to get better relationships with professional organizations, entrepreneur organizations. It's kind of getting us out there marketing who we are and what we do. That's part of why we're doing this whole rebranding process that we're on right now. We also really recognize that right here in West Michigan, in the greater Muskegon area, we know there is a tremendous amount of talent. We know that there's those entrepreneurs, those very enterprising individuals. We need to find a way to reach out and tap into that resource and bring them in, and so we can find ways to help them get started and contribute to that economic growth that we, you know, you see in bits and pieces. You see it around Muskegon all the time, and now is a great time. There's a lot of great things happening, and you know, and it's our job to help bring people in and get them to be a part of that.
So that's been your focus, been working on, is the rebranding? And
that's a piece of it, which really actually started from a strategic planning process. We spent the better part of the winter. I started late September last year, and one of the first projects we did was we brought in some outside facilitators from the SBDC to walk us through a strategic planning process. Okay. and kind of really define who we are and where we're going. And so some interesting things came out of that. One of them was we realized we're really not very good at marketing, and we haven't been. And if you would have asked me to bring marketing materials with me today, I would have just handed you a business card, because that's pretty much all we have right now. So we got to build, you know, you can build a brand around any word. It can be a mud puddle. You could build a brand around. So, you know, there's some really interesting things there. We're starting to get away from calling ourselves. We'd like to get away from the alternative and renewable energy center piece, because that's sort of really limiting in terms of it is a mouthful. and so unfortunately, what happens if you're an entrepreneur getting started in a business or small business owner and you think, oh well, I don't have anything to do with energy,
right.
So I don't want to, and we don't want that to be limiting. So we're really starting to, we'd like ourselves to be known more for the acronym of MERIT. It carries the cachet, and it may not mean much, but if we build our brand around it,
certainly,
you know, we can you know, people hear MERIT and it'd be like Coke or Pepsi,
yeah.
You know, before they built a brand around that, Coke is just a word. And the same thing with Merrick. We just got to build that idea around it.
So what sort of exciting projects does Merrick have coming up for us?
Sure. Well, one of the things, probably the most exciting project is the creation of some co-working space. Now, co-working is a sort of an open office, a collaborative working space. It's meant for somebody who doesn't need an office. They don't need a physical location office. They don't need a locked office, but they like to work in a professional setting with other entrepreneurs from other areas, so they can work together and create these collaborative, synergistic teams. And so it's just sort of, it's really more of an environment, a creative, collaborative environment. And we've got a space in our building that we're eyeballing for that. And so we're going to start creating that. We've spent a lot of time putting some things together. It'd really be unique for Muskegon. We really don't have that. And so our co-working clients then would have sort of similar access to some of the management and mentoring, coaching, you know, components that we can bring to the table, and as well as be in a professional setting. And so that's really exciting. We're also targeting not just the small business or entrepreneur folks, but it could be, you could be a corporate employee that lives along the lakeshore, but maybe your corporate headquarters is in Kalamazoo or Grand Rapids. And so you work remotely, and this would be a spot where you could come in and work remotely, you know, instead of going to the coffee shop or commuting, you could come and have access to the same types of business resources you would at your office, except you don't have to make the drive. And so there's a whole, you know, and that kind of creates that environment.
The resources would be like copiers are there, the business phones. And like you pointed out before, an address can be really important to a business too.
Absolutely correct. And, you know, and we're still working on some of the finer details. But yeah, typically we'd have, you know, access to the professional business copier fax machine. There's a incubator. We have a kitchen that they would have access to. Free coffee.
Right. Yeah. There we go.
Free coffee. We're going to provide free coffee.
Yay.
So we have free coffee. And you know, and we're looking at a couple of different tiers. You could drop in and work for a day. Most of our memberships will be on a monthly basis. That we're going to do it kind of on a monthly basis. Okay. You could do a monthly membership for the business week. So it'd be Monday through Friday during business hours. Okay. We're also going to offer a 24/7 membership. So because, you know, entrepreneurs and you know, business folks, they don't always work on the 8 to 5 clock, and
right.
You never know when that creative energy is going to strike, and so we want to create some 24/7 space. And so really anytime, if you're a member of our co-working space, you can come in. You'll have access 24/7 to the facilities.
Does that mean the director has to be there 24/7?
The director's always on call.
When do you hope to open that? When start that up?
Well, we're really targeting the first of the year or shortly after the first of the year. That's what we're hoping. Now, there's some critical components that we still have to put in place. Furniture is a big one. We have to get the right furnishing, so we're going to be working with, business furniture company to help us design that and build it out. And we're going to, it's actually a fairly large space. We're going to start out kind of modest and see what the demand looks like. And then we don't want to put a whole lot of structure in place because we want the people that use it to help guide what
Certainly.
It might look like and what it could be. We don't want to presume to know what they want. We want them to tell us what works for them. So it's kind of a smaller type rollout, and then as that demand grows, we'll build it.
You'll grow with it.
Yep, we'll absolutely build it.
Now, I've been in your building before, and it's actually quite large.
It is pretty large. Yes, it is.
Yes, and I've been there for meetings, which you have a great setup for meetings in there, and I have attended some events there. And is there a way, though, that people can rent this? Or
absolutely. We've got on our second floor, we have an administrative office section, but the rest of the floor is actually meeting room, classroom, conference room type space. We have our largest conference room space can accommodate about 110 guests. We've got two classroom spaces that can accommodate 40 to 45 very comfortably. Those are all available for public organizations, businesses to rent. We get a lot of nonprofit groups. We'll get corporate clients doing maybe business retreats. We had a company that just did a 2-day trade show. They actually rented out the entire second floor and did a 2-day trade show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we've got all of that that's available. You can reach out to our office, and you can actually find information on our website at the address I gave you earlier, or you can actually...
What is that again?
It is gvsu.edu/MAREC, so /Merrick.
And I have to put a plug in here because the one thing you didn't mention is the beautiful view from, I don't know, I haven't always gotten a lot of learning done when I've been up there because you are overlooking Muskegon Lake and it's awesome.
Yeah, we do have one of the nicer views on the lake shore and we do got some great views overlooking Muskegon Lake, and yeah, it's a really great location.
So I have to ask, is your office overlooking the lake too?
My office actually is a very, very nice office, but it overlooks the parking lot, which is okay.
Yeah, it means you get something done.
Because
right?
I really like that, because I really like my office.
Now, I know you mentioned all of the support and services that you offer and the training. And is there anything else that they should know? I mean, you talked about product. Like, what businesses can we ask that are in there right now? Which ones?
Sure.
The names of them, yeah.
Sure. Well, we've got four. Our largest tenant is Longer Days. They are a virtual office assistant company. They've
what is
got
a virtual office?
Well, basically, it is almost exactly as it sounds. They have got corporate clients all over the country, actually internationally, and they will actually, rather than that client hiring an office administrative assistant, they actually will contract with Longer Days to provide those services. So it could be answering phones, ghostwriting letters, updating websites. They can do all of that through Longer Days.
So they have
those contracts.
People there at all times that can actually do those
yep.
services for maybe a small business that can't afford or doesn't need a full-time person to do that.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. That's exactly what they're in place for. So they really do a lot of work with startups and entrepreneurs, which is very interesting.
And
so,
how many employees would they hold in that building then for Longer Days?
Longer Days right now, I think they have 23 employees.
Wow. So this is not a small business.
No, they're actually, in fact, interestingly enough, they've been in our facility for just over 3 years, and they are actually graduating at the end of this month, at the end of October, and they're actually building out some office space downtown Muskegon.
Oh.
And they will be moving downtown to the Russell Block building.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, yep. We're excited yep. to have them. I'm excited that they're still staying in the downtown.
Well, and that was their goal. They really, they've got a lot of their staff is kind of from the near downtown area, and they liked the atmosphere of the downtown, and so it was really nice that they were able to.
And this all happened because of the Merrick Building.
Well, it happened because of their drive and hustle.
But I think over time we were able
to help them through some.
You were able to give them the resources
absolutely,
that they needed.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
So, what other businesses do we have?
We have a company called Charthouse Energy, it's a really interesting company model. They do basically mostly commercial solar installations.
Okay.
But yet they have a unique way of financing those. So the owner, the founder of the company, there's many different ways that creative ways that he can finance those projects. And so he'll work. In fact, he's working on a large project in Holland right now.
Oh.
And so there's, you know, with the various tax incentives that are out there on a federal and state level and some other things, he's able to creatively finance these packages so that these companies can get renewable energy as part of their power supply.
Is that something like people need a patent for, or are they?
He doesn't necessarily need a patent for that.
Okay.
Now he could. Now out of his business, he could maybe perhaps develop a new some new piece of technology that works with the installation component. But really, he uses a lot of existing market products,
Okay. And
his creative piece is really meeting the corporate clients, the commercial clients, and then packaging it in such a way that
Sure. They
can afford it and the funding works and they can get it done. And so they can have a renewables as part of their energy portfolio.
That's wonderful. How long have they been there?
I think Charthouse has been with us now for maybe going on 2 years, 2.5 years.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Another successful one there.
Yeah, they do very well. They
good,
do very
good.
Well. So, yeah.
And what else do we have?
Oh, we've got two others. We've got Penters LLC. Actually, he's does a couple of different works for the top. He's actually from the Netherlands. The founder is from the Netherlands, and he works with a couple of corporate clients or corporate partners that he has from the Netherlands. And he really focuses on controls, HVAC controls, heating, ventilation, air conditioning controls. And so it's a system that can be done and basically installed over existing controls, but it makes them more efficient, can use them in a more efficient way. Energy conservation is part of that. So that's kind of what his business is in. And then we have a unique client. In fact, there was just some news about Jim Walter, who is a part of Energy Partners. He's the founder of Energy Partners, and his product is the Solar 24. And essentially, it is a solar production with a self-contained battery storage device that work in conjunction together to provide 24/7 power supply. And he just received a patent, and actually, he's close to getting, I believe, two others for his product.
I knew there was a patent somewhere in that
yes,
building.
Yes, absolutely.
It was big news.
Yes, absolutely. And he's done terrific work, and so it's very exciting stuff. And of course, our clients that we work with through other programs, we've got all kinds of different clients. You know, they do unique products, unique services, unique prototypes. Not all of them are energy related. So.
Oh, now where do you see Merrick going in West Michigan? Is there in the future?
Well, we I think with our sort of that refocus and re-energize into the business incubator, that innovation kind of center that we're focusing on, you know, we really want to be that economic development driver for West Michigan. We want to bring, you know, and so it's important for us to, you know, certainly tap into the client base that we have here in our community. But the other thing we'd like to do is bring in clients from other locations, introduce them to West Michigan. So maybe it's across the state or across, you know, quite frankly, we would like to have an international influence. That's really what we're targeting.
Absolutely.
And get them into West Michigan, get them into our program. And, and our hope is that they love our community so much that they eventually decide to set up shop here. And, you know, so they bring, you know, that economic development. So it's jobs, it's money into the community. That's really what we're headed. You know, one of the things we want to focus on right now, the failure rate of small business startups after 5 years is greater than just a little over 50%. So half of About half of all small businesses that start fail after 5 years or
so
less.
So I think you just broke the heart of many people that are listening right now who have these great ideas and go, wow.
Right, right. But we believe that we can help drop that rate to somewhere less than 20%. And that's not a significant difference. It's very, very significant, I should say.
I was going to say, that's a big difference.
It's very, very significant.
Yes, if you told me I had 50% or 20%, I like the odds of 20% a lot
Absolutely,
better.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so we think, you know, we've got a very talented staff, and we've got access to faculty and students. We've got access to some very talented resources that we can bring to bear. And I think, you know, if that business owner, that entrepreneur is open and receptive to, you know, that mentoring coaching model, we can help walk them through that process, and we can help make them successful. We know we can do it.
And just to get started, all they have to do is go to your website and fill out an application. And of course, they have to have an idea, I'm assuming.
We're not going to supply the ideas for them. They've got to have that.
They've got to do something there.
They do have to have their own ideas, but we can help refine that idea. You know, so there are things that we can help them do with market research and analysis. So maybe they've got a great product and they're thinking about it for a specific application. We might be able to help them open and broaden that horizon and say, well, do you ever think about using it for this or that? So there are other ways that we can help them expand that. But you're right. They do need to have an initial concept.
Now, are there any important events coming up at the Merrick?
Actually, there are two I'd like to mention today. This is something else that kind of came from our strategic planning. There's so many, I think there's a lot of misinformation and misconception about what we do at Merrick in the community. And so what we want to do is, part of our marketing is we decided that we'd like to do an annual community open house event every year and invite the public to come in, tour the building, meet our staff, learn about what we do. And so we're doing our first ever annual community open house. It's going to be October 29th, and it's going to be at our building. It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we're going to have some light hors d'oeuvres on hand. We're going to have some acoustic music entertainment. And we'll have our staff available to give tours of the building, and then about halfway through, we'll do a quick PowerPoint presentation and talk about who we are, introduce the staff, talk about where we're headed over the next year, and just kind of really let people know who we are, because that's the other thing. The more people that know who we are and what we do, you talk about recruitment,
right?
You know, maybe it's not them, but maybe they know someone
exactly
that has that idea, and they're
word
just
of mouth is
absolutely and they've got that concept, that idea, and they're just looking for a way to make it become something, you know, in a from a business perspective, and so direct them to us.
Thursday, October 29th from 5 to 7.
Correct.
At the Merrick on Viridian, which is right off of Shoreline Drive. That's where they can go visit.
You bet.
And now you said you had another event.
Yes, we do. And it's something that still we're putting together. It's going to be sometime in the spring. We're calling it Meet the Lender. And it's probably going to be probably an all-day type workshop or more than, you know, maybe a half-day workshop. But we're going to have some educational components to it. So we'll have what we want to do is have various lending institutions. So it could be banks, bankers. It could be, you know, any institution that might have funds available for small businesses that can help them get started.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and have them on site and actually have them available to meet with, you know, small businesses and entrepreneurs. They can actually, you know, kind of have this one-stop shop. They can sit down and talk with the various funding sources and kind of do a round robin. And instead of having to go to six or seven different locations, they can do it all in one place.
So you're going to have like booths set up that people can go from one booth to the next and get that information.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and part of that, we want to have an educational component. So we may have a couple of interesting speakers that come in and talk about maybe how a grant funding might work, or where to go to find different grant opportunities, or what that might look like. So like I said, the pieces are still being worked on, but sometime in the spring, and we hope to hopefully in the next 2 to 3 months, we'll be able to kind of get that date out there and have a more a better idea of what exactly we're going
to
do.
You know, so many people come to our office and they're looking for information on how to start a business, because they come in and they've got a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, we really don't know where to send them.
You know? Send them to us,
so
please.
Now I know we are going to send them to you, because
yes,
that's exactly the kind of information that they're looking for.
You
and
bet.
They need a resource. And obviously, you are the place to send, you know, and you have all the information.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, in being honest, you know, we're not going to be able to help everybody. You know, there are going to be some that, and, you know, and we've actually had to, people have come to us with an idea or a concept, and we've sat down, and as we've talked about it, there's maybe some technological flaws with it, or, you know, it's just, it's really probably not going to work, or there's no market for that particular product. Right. And so part of our assistance is maybe sometimes having to be brutally honest. And you know, you don't, you know,
rather do it now than to lose all my money later.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So that's kind of part of the process. But yeah, we'd rather have more people come to us than less.
Okay. Well, Kevin, I want to thank you so much for being here today.
It was my pleasure.
Fantastic, because now you've told everybody, and now I know people are like thinking, and they've got these ideas. They're ready to roll, and they're going to be calling you. They're going to get on your website. They're going to look
at
that information.
We sure hope so.
Yes, yes.
We're on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. So,
what is your Facebook page?
It is Merrick.
Merrick.
So if you just do a Facebook search,
Merrick.
Yep. Do a Facebook search on Merrick, and you'll find us.
So that'll be perfect.
You bet.
And then I always ask at the end of every interview, what is the craziest, most unique thing you've ever been asked to do for work?
Well, it actually took me a while to think of something in regards to this question, because, you know, sometimes we get interesting business concepts or ideas and I don't really necessarily want to always talk about them, because, you know, people are still out there in the community and but I do have a great story I can share. I think it was maybe about a year ago or so at this time, I think the city of Muskegon, the city council, changed some legislation in regards to medical marijuana growing.
Yeah.
And so we actually were contacted by, it was interesting, because as soon as that changed, we probably had, within a week, we had four or five different contacts from companies that were interested in growing medical
marijuana. A few phone calls.
We did. So
you want to set up at the Merrick?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. So in fact, one particular contact, he had a sort of a unique idea in terms of how he would grow it and cultivate it. And so, of course, you know, Grand Valley State University is probably not going to sanction growing medical marijuana on one of our facility sites. But and I kind of shared that with him. And he said, well, you know, we just want to grow. We want to prove that we can grow a couple of crops and we can accelerate the rate. And he said, you know, you guys can just go ahead and keep that marijuana. After we're done with we'll harvest the crops and you guys can just keep it. And I was like, well, that's, thank you very much. I don't think we have enough brownies in the building for that.
No, I don't. That would be a little hard. Yeah, I could definitely see that. That being a challenge as to, what are we going to do now?
Yeah, yes. So we have to say it doesn't fit for us here at Merrick.
Well, you came up with a good one. That's a good question. Yeah. Every day is different, isn't it?
It really is. It every day is exciting.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for being here today.
My pleasure, Ann. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And again, please feel free to visit us at 1037 The Beat, and you can give us a call at 722-8338. And if lines are busy, you can always... Please feel free to leave a message. And if you have ideas of what you'd like us to share, then just give us a call. And until next time, we'll see you then.